Hello, this is the listening test.
Part 1.
One. How did the boy get to the cinema?
John! At last! I thought you weren't coming. What happened? The film started 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I had problems getting here. The bus I'd wanted to come on broke down just outside town. So I had to run back home again to ask my dad to bring me in his car.
So, why have you got your bike with you?
Well, Dad had left for work, so this was the only other possibility, unfortunately. I'd better look for somewhere to park it.
Now listen again.
John! At last! I thought you weren't coming. What happened? The film started 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I had problems getting here. The bus I'd wanted to come on broke down just outside town. So I had to run back home again to ask my dad to bring me in his car.
So, why have you got your bike with you?
Well, Dad had left for work, so this was the only other possibility, unfortunately. I'd better look for somewhere to park it.
Two. What did the girl see on her holiday?
So, how was your adventure holiday? It sounded cool.
It was. We did loads of hill climbing and our instructor said there'd be lots of rabbits up there. I think they heard us coming, though, and went off to hide.
Well, you've got a great photo of a frog on your wall. You did well to get that.
Oh, I took that in our garden last year. But I did manage to get a picture of a beautiful butterfly up there.
Wow! You could enter that in a competition.
Now listen again.
So, how was your adventure holiday? It sounded cool.
It was! We did loads of hill climbing and our instructor said there'd be lots of rabbits up there. I think they heard us coming, though, and went off to hide.
Well, you've got a great photo of a frog on your wall. You did well to get that.
Oh, I took that in our garden last year. But I did manage to get a picture of a beautiful butterfly up there.
Wow! You could enter that in a competition.
Three. Which instrument will the girl play in the concert?
Hi, Mum. I'm just ringing to let you know I've got a part in the school concert. I'm going to be playing in the school orchestra. I was hoping Mrs. Jordan, my music teacher, would let me play the guitar, as I've had so many lessons. One of the violin players is off sick, though, so she wants me to play instead. So that's good, isn't it? And she'll accompany us on the piano. So that'll make it all a lot easier. I won't be so nervous now.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mum. I'm just ringing to let you know I've got a part in the school concert. I'm going to be playing in the school orchestra. I was hoping Mrs. Jordan, my music teacher, would let me play the guitar, as I've had so many lessons. One of the violin players is off sick, though, so she wants me to play instead. So that's good, isn't it? And she'll accompany us on the piano, so that'll make it all a lot easier. I won't be so nervous now.
Four. What does the boy want to cook for tonight's meal?
What are you doing tonight, Mark? We're all off to the cafe later to have some pizza. Want to come?
You know I love pizza. It's my mum's birthday today, though, so I promised I'd make dinner for her and Dad. Chicken and rice is her favourite, but...
So is that what she's getting? Doesn't sound very exciting.
Oh, no. I'm doing pasta. It's the only thing I can cook. I'll add lots of cheese and peppers to make it more interesting, but I'm useless at cooking meat.
Okay.
Now listen again.
What are you doing tonight, Mark? We're all off to the cafe later to have some pizza. Want to come?
You know I love pizza. It's my mum's birthday today, though, so I promised I'd make dinner for her and Dad. Chicken and rice is her favourite, but...
So is that what she's getting? Doesn't sound very exciting.
Oh, no. I'm doing pasta. It's the only thing I can cook. I'll add lots of cheese and peppers to make it more interesting, but I'm useless at cooking meat.
Okay.
5. Where will they meet?
So, I'll see you tomorrow. Outside the library, yeah?
Oh, hang on, Matt. You know I haven't lived in this town long. So, which building's the library? It must be that one in the town square with the big door.
It's in the square. There are big trees in front of it.
Mm.
The door's at the side, though, so you can't see it.
No, I'll find it. I'll ask someone when I get to the place with the flower garden in front.
Oh, the town hall, yes.
Now listen again.
So, I'll see you tomorrow. Outside the library, yeah?
Oh, hang on, Matt. You know I haven't lived in this town long. So, which building's the library? It must be that one in the town square with the big door.
It's in the square. There are big trees in front of it.
Mm.
The door's at the side, though, so you can't see it.
No, I'll find it. I'll ask someone when I get to the place with the flower garden in front.
Oh, the town hall, yes.
6. What will the boy buy?
Hi, Dad. I'm just in town, so I was thinking I might take my birthday money down to the sports shop and have a look. I know they've just got some new skateboards in, although I'll probably have to save up a bit more before I get one of those. I still really need some boots for baseball, though, so it'll be better to spend my money on those. And at least I don't need to buy a football now, after the one you bought me. Thanks, Dad.
Now listen again.
Hi, Dad. I'm just in town, so I was thinking I might take my birthday money down to the sports shop and have a look. I know they've just got some new skateboards in, although I'll probably have to save up a bit more before I get one of those. I still really need some boots for baseball, though, so it'll be better to spend my money on those. And at least I don't need to buy a football now, after the one you bought me. Thanks, Dad.
7. Where is the girl's older brother at the moment?
Hi, Holly. I saw your brother at the station yesterday. Isn't he usually at work at the supermarket during the week?
Normally he'd be there. He goes every day. But he's on holiday this week. He was probably just setting off when you saw him.
Yeah, I remember he had bags with him, and some skis too.
Oh, that'd be for his holiday. He'll be on the slopes today.
Wow, I wish I was.
Now listen again.
Hi, Holly. I saw your brother at the station yesterday. Isn't he usually at work at the supermarket during the week?
Normally he'd be there. He goes every day. But he's on holiday this week. He was probably just setting off when you saw him.
Yeah, I remember he had bags with him. And some skis too.
Oh, that'd be for his holiday. He'll be on the slopes today.
Wow, I wish I was.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. you will hear a teacher talking to a group of students. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there. Hey. So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:15 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
Now listen again.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there.
Hey.
So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:15 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of part two.
Now look at part three.
You will hear a conversation between a boy, Sandy, and a girl, Megan, about their jobs. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Okay, I suppose. Are you okay?
Oh, yes. I've got this great job, you see. I work on a fashion magazine. Oh, it's what I've always wanted to do. It's brilliant. And it's in the centre of town, near where I live.
So, what do you do exactly?
Well, at the moment I go along with the photographer when he takes the photos of the models for the magazine. They have lots of pages of the latest fashions.
So you're a photographer now?
Well, not yet. I'm doing a course. I help him to carry the equipment. What about you? I haven't seen you since we left art college. Are you working?
Well, I am. But I want to be a photographer too, you know. And I've got a really awful job at the moment, in a bookshop.
What's wrong with that? Why are you miserable about it? Bookshops are very interesting places.
Not this one. It's an extremely depressing bookshop. Like all bookshops, in fact.
Well, you're wrong there. Why don't you try to get a job in that new bookshop? You know, in Spring Street. It opened last week. It looks interesting.
Not interesting enough for me. I want to do something more exciting. That's why I want to become a photographer.
But photography is a very tiring job. Busy all day. And no time to relax.
Exactly. So it's not boring. And I've already done a photography course. I'm always out taking photographs.
Are you?
Yes. So, could you ask if I can have a job on your magazine?
I don't think so. That's not a good idea. You see, the photographer only needs one assistant. And that's my job.
Oh, but could I come and watch one day?
Of course. People often come and watch. But don't talk to anyone. They're all too busy.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Okay, I suppose. Are you okay?
Oh, yes. I've got this great job, you see. I work on a fashion magazine. Oh, it's what I've always wanted to do. It's brilliant. And it's in the centre of town, near where I live.
So, what do you do exactly?
Well, at the moment I go along with the photographer when he takes the photos of the models for the magazine. They have lots of pages of the latest fashions.
So you're a photographer now?
Well, not yet. I'm doing a course. I help him to carry the equipment. What about you? I haven't seen you since we left art college. Are you working?
Well, I am. But I want to be a photographer too, you know. And I've got a really awful job at the moment, in a bookshop.
What's wrong with that? Why are you miserable about it? Bookshops are very interesting places.
Not this one. It's an extremely depressing bookshop. Like all bookshops, in fact.
Well, you're wrong there. Why don't you try to get a job in that new bookshop? You know, in Spring Street. It opened last week. It looks interesting.
Not interesting enough for me. I want to do something more exciting. That's why I want to become a photographer.
But photography is a very tiring job. Busy all day. And no time to relax.
Exactly. So it's not boring. And I've already done a photography course. I'm always out taking photographs.
Are you?
Yes. So, could you ask if I can have a job on your magazine?
I don't think so. That's not a good idea. You see, the photographer only needs one assistant. And that's my job.
Oh, but could I come and watch one day?
Of course. People often come and watch. But don't talk to anyone. They're all too busy.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four.
Land pollution has become one of the serious concerns that we have to battle collectively. Land pollution means the degradation or destruction of the Earth's surface and soil, directly or indirectly, as a result of human activities. Land pollution leads to many consequences. The simplest effect of land pollution is that it takes land out of circulation. The more land we use up, the less we have remaining. It is such a big problem when the world's population continues to increase. The biggest problem comes when contaminated land is returned to use. Houses might be built on former industrial sites that haven't been cleaned up properly. People might get their water from rivers supplied by contaminated groundwater. Illnesses such as cancer develop over years or decades from such related reasons. Then we need to think about solutions. We know that recycling can dramatically reduce the need for sending waste to landfills. Greater interest in organic food and farming might, one day, lead to a reduction in the use of harmful agricultural chemicals, but that's unlikely to happen anytime soon. Even so, public concerns about food and chemical safety have led to the withdrawal of the more harmful pesticides, in some countries at least.
Now listen again.
Land pollution has become one of the serious concerns that we have to battle collectively. Land pollution means the degradation or destruction of the Earth's surface and soil, directly or indirectly, as a result of human activities. Land pollution leads to many consequences. The simplest effect of land pollution is that it takes land out of circulation. The more land we use up, the less we have remaining. It is such a big problem when the world's population continues to increase. The biggest problem comes when contaminated land is returned to use. Houses might be built on former industrial sites that haven't been cleaned up properly. People might get their water from rivers supplied by contaminated groundwater. Illnesses such as cancer develop over years or decades from such related reasons. Then we need to think about solutions. We know that recycling can dramatically reduce the need for sending waste to landfills. Greater interest in organic food and farming might, one day, lead to a reduction in the use of harmful agricultural chemicals, but that's unlikely to happen anytime soon. Even so, public concerns about food and chemical safety have led to the withdrawal of the more harmful pesticides, in some countries at least.
That is the end of part four.
That is the end of listening test.